welcome to another episode of Ad Advice. Or we could just play the music for about a half hour. That's good, too. It is Skid Row Studios here in lovely downtown Los Angeles. It is Saturday, 2 o'clock, so we are here like we are every week. I want to thank you for listening. Make sure you like Bad Advice on Facebook. You can submit your questions there. If you're a new listener, what we do here is we take your questions on any subject at all, and me and my group of very funny people will proceed to give you some bad advice. We'll also be covering some very odd news stories from around the world. As I am every Saturday, I'm joined by a panel of very funny people. Across from me is the host of the weekly wrap-up every Sunday.
Hello, Drew.
That's nice. Someone doing a nice Gus impression. That's Ken August over there.
That was well done, sir. That was well done.
We have Vic Cohen, who is starting a new show here on Skid Row Studios.
That's right. Coming Tuesday, it's called It's a Fair Question. I'm launching from Skid Row.
Nice.
Launching.
Yeah. He's launching.
Launching the show.
It's a rocket propelled by urine.
That's right. It's going to be huge.
It's a huge rocket. All right. Over here, we have Chris Z, who is one half of Registered Ear Offenders.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
Wow. Way to go with a Jewish host. All right. Yeah. Marie Del Preti is over here. Marie, you got your show on, what is it? Is it Lifetime?
No, it's on Nick Mom.
I just assume any show with a woman is on Lifetime.
I'd like to be on Nick's Mom.
Wait a minute.
It's on Nick Mom, and Nick Jr. turns into Nick Mom every night at 10 o'clock. Mm.
And it's a very funny
Mom's
show.
Night out and parental decision.
I like your top.
Is there nudity? Yeah. Is there nudity in that show?
They show vaginal birth.
Wow.
Nudish.
It's the kind of nudity that turns you off to all nudity.
Did you purposely wear that low-cut cleavage top?
You know, it just fell down.
All right,
we're moving on.
We have Mr. Sal Rodriguez, the co-host of Registered Ear Offenders. He's here with us.
Thank you very much. Our show, Registered Ear Offenders, is on every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Shameless plug right at the gate.
Right? Nice. Okay, well, here on Bad Advice, if you want to join the show, if you have a comment you want to make, or if you have a question you want to ask us, the number here, 800-893-9562. Make sure you follow Drew's Bad Advice on Twitter, all kinds of stuff. But we're going to jump right into it. We got a lot of stories. So,
this I have a question, Drew. Can I please trade seats with Chris?
Why?
Because he's sitting across from Marie.
Oh, no, you can't. All right.
Damn it.
Did you try these?
Marie, no. Next time
you're interested in the cookies, just so you know.
I got to tell you, we came into the studio and there's a bag of cookies just laying here. Nobody knows where they came from. Nobody knows how long they've been here, but we're eating them. They're delicious.
No,
they're
we're not
fresh.
Eating them. Some of us are not.
They're left over from Vic's colonoscopy from last week.
So join us again next week where Vic will be the only surviving member of Bad Advice.
That's right.
Yeah.
If we start sounding
a little out of it in a little while, in fact, maybe those, what's the pot smoking show they do here?
The hot box.
I'm following the hot box. So I was looking at the cookies and then I was looking at Marie's breasts and I was thinking milk and cookies.
If the germs on the subway don't kill us,
I like your body language.
Vic,
is all close.
You're seeming a little focused early on here today.
I can't help it. They look very nice.
Okay. Well, here we go. All right. First story. All right. This one comes out of Maryland. Apparently, Maryland cops are searching for a pair of wannabe rappers who robbed a recording studio just minutes after they laid down the tracks for their new song. Apparently, about 1 a.m. on Thursday, the unidentified thieves recorded a song called Larry Hoover, which is apparently a song dedicated to a famous Chicago gangster, King Larry. After they finished recording, they left for a few minutes, but then came back in with guns. They demanded that everyone sit down and just started taking valuables.
I believe the law states this falls under the category of performance art.
Nice. I'm confused.
With all due respect, the studio should have seen it coming. The album is called We're Going to Rob the Studio after we finish recording the album.
I'm confused by the whole story. If it doesn't have sex involved, I kind of phase out.
All right, then it's nap time for you.
Vic's trying to figure out how Marie's breasts fit into this story.
All right. Yeah, I mean,
I'm confused.
It's beyond advice for this one. It's
so what happened? These rap people ended up robbing
the
studio?
Yeah, they came in, recorded their song. Like they paid for the studio time.
Right.
Came in, recorded their song, probably figured, you know what? This doesn't sound so good. So then they left, got their guns, came back in, and robbed everyone in the studio.
I suspect, Drew, that what actually happened is after they left the recording studio, they had an honest heart-to-heart, and they're like, we have no talent. You know right. that, right?
We will yeah. not make any money from this song.
This is why I'm not in the music business, because I'm too scared of it. It's dangerous.
And you can't sing.
No, I can sing.
No, you can't.
I can.
You
I was in swing sing. Choir. I'm very good, actually.
Swing choir?
Swing choir.
It's like the Glee thing. I sang. I wore a tux. You can see it on my website at viccohen.com.
You doing karaoke in your living room is not a swing
no,
choir.
No, I was in a choir. We were fully choreographed. I can sing. If you'd like, I'll sing you something right
is
now.
This,
if you, 30
is
seconds.
Like anything yeah, like please. The gay men's choir?
No.
It's I mean, kind of, the truth is, the you know what's name, really no. funny?
Any choir is kind of like the game.
You know what?
Choir.
That's actually true because I didn't realize it, but I was one of the only straight guys. Everyone was fucking each other behind my back. Like, I had no idea.
They were fucking behind your back.
Like, really? You were that focused on the song that you didn't see the guy sodomizing the guy right
no,
behind you?
No, I'd go on these road trips and these guys would fuck each other, and I had no idea. I was really going for the singing.
Is that, is that what you thought a colonoscopy was? Is that why you weren't here last week?
No, I did have a colonoscopy. I was here last week, but during the week I had a colonoscopy, and the guy, I've never had a man in me that long. It was like two
hours long. Usually they're quicker.
Are you sure that you had the colonoscopy, or were you the probe in somebody else's butt?
Oh, that's a good technical question. Technically, I guess I didn't have a colonoscopy.
Vic was the camera.
Sorry.
Okay, Vic, we're going to need you to go in there and report.
So here's the deal.
There's a lot more tongue involved in colonoscopy than he originally thought.
I've had so many rectal exams that the guy doesn't even use Vaseline, his hand just falls in.
Oh. Wow.
Vic, when you said a man in me that long, did you mean in terms of length or duration?
Yes. He'll go with yes.
Yeah, and Blue Shield paid for it. It was nice. It was actually very upsetting. I don't know.
Blue Shield
I feel
is
like
the world's
okay?
leading gay porn
Are you
company.
Okay, Vic?
Yeah, there was some inflammation.
No, it's the guy.
That's called
inflamed.
A hard on. That's not inflammation. Yeah.
If I actually read that to a doctor, yeah.
He was inflamed about 10 inches. The worst thing is, now I know how it is for my dates because I was completely put out. Yeah.
My advice is for that recording studio to only record swing choruses instead
there
of
you
rappers.
Go.
We were called Daybreak.
Vic,
I to a lot of gay men who use those butt plugs, they eventually, like, things just fall out of them because
really?
Their butts
it's
are so
It's called a
expensive.
Prolapsed colon, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was very depressing. I really felt
I'm
I
not
felt
sure
you,
how I'm we deep. Got from rapper to your colon, but I was afraid to bring it up.
I said
before the show, if anyone brings up Vic's colonoscopy, that's going to be 20 minutes of talking.
That is my fault. And I do want to know who Marie's walking behind where she's watching people just have things fall out of their ass.
I sometimes get changed from
something.
The cushions in my couch. Maybe she was just looking.
I can't find my laundry keys or my old cat.
Many years ago, I used to see one of my favorite porn actresses was a fellow Floridian named Jackie Moore. Super hot. And one time they had one of those kind of clips where they talked to the girl before, after the scene. And she talked about having been fucked so hard in the ass that she got that prolapsed colon. And she said it looked like a bundle of grapes.
I don't. That doesn't
right.
bother
we are
me.
So moving on. Okay.
First of all, look how,
we're going to move on to a much more pleasant thought.
Wow.
All right.
Bundle of
here we go.
Grapes for
we're just going to go with Sal's advice
grapes.
On that one. Just stick to gay choirs. All right. Now, this one, this is an interesting one. This comes from Washington State. Apparently, a Washington State chiropractor has been accused of sexually violating a few of his female patients.
I get that.
Greg Summers, founder of Summers Chiropractic and Massage, had his medical license suspended this week after being charged with sexual contact with three female patients.
Yep.
Yeah. Summers allegedly told two of his patients that, and I quote, intravaginal massage would benefit them because of the invasion of their personal body space that occurred when the chiropractor inserted his fingers into their genitals.
That's hot.
You have to massage the Kegel muscles. It's a normal part of a treatment.
That's actually true. A woman can have a strained Kegel muscle. And I can help work it out.
Okay. Well, there's a little more, and then we'll get into it.
Stick my finger in the eye of your penis.
There you go.
The eye.
Stop teasing me.
You have an eye?
One of the victims.
It's winking at you right now. Go on.
One of the victims was also an employee at the clinic. She said she was required to provide massages to the doctor in training sessions. And according to legal documents, during those sessions, Summers allegedly talked about his marital issues and how he would offer his body as a teaching tool on how to get a man hard.
Vic just enrolled in chiropractic college.
So he was doing these internal exam massages on these women, and they didn't think that was strange that their fingers were in their badge.
Chiropractors do all kinds of strange things.
No.
Mine does not.
They snap. That sounds more like lifetime massage.
It's called an adjustment.
Yeah, you start on the inside.
Really, so you're saying this chiropractor was cracking these women's vaginas.
You know what?
You start on the inside, you massage your way out. I don't know what the problem is.
Drew,
I'm not a chiropractor. I can't judge on this one.
I don't know what's got you so confused. The spinal cord is attached to the pelvis, which houses the vagina.
Does house it. I like
it. I love that I'm going to the doctor in the front.
Is that what you're doing?
It encases it.
Would you prefer he come in from the rear?
Vic would.
Vic had that the other day.
No comment.
Was it a chiropractor that did your colonoscopy? Yeah.
I have a chiropractor, and
here we go.
No, he's never. No, I mean, I wouldn't. I've never been touched inappropriately. I've been waiting.
But I have.
By a chiropractor?
By a Thai masseuse.
That's a she.
She beat the shit out of me, and then when she pulled down these big pajamas to massage my butt, she put so much oil on
it. Wait a minute. Who's had the big pajamas? You had the big pajamas on?
I have the big pajamas. They give you big pajamas when you do Thai massage.
Okay.
And then she's rubbing my butt.
I usually just get pad thai.
She's rubbing my butt so hard, and then literally she kept doing drive-bys on my junk every time. And then she put the freaking massage bottle inside my butt cheeks.
No, she
what?
Did not.
Rested it there.
It's like a cup holder.
Did. I know. I told her it's not a purse. What are you doing?
Of course, you told her after she was done.
After she was done, I felt very relaxed.
I just have no luck, man, because I would give anything to fuck my masseuse.
Give her 40 bucks.
She's a Thai masseuse. Like, I mean, just built like a gymnast. Beautiful, man.
Can I just tell you something? You act like that's hard to fuck. That's all they are out here. I don't know any legitimate masseuse.
That is such a wives' tale.
It's not.
I've been to two or three different massage places.
Because you don't have any game.
I've waved bundles of cash at these women.
Because you have no game.
Can I tell you where to go?
Yes, please do.
You need to go to Eagle Rock. All the ones in Eagle Rock are happy endings.
Yeah, you have no game.
How do I make it clear that I am actively seeking out sex?
Come with your pants down and your hand.
You're masturbating.
It works for me at the supermarket.
Just makes me furious.
They call the little hair thing like the love trail or
the happy trail.
The happy trail. Well, you should just draw like an arrow.
First of all, this is great. This is great because we have a first question. It happens to just be from here on the panel. We have someone here asking, how do I get laid by my masseuse? I'm asking for advice. And basically, one way to go is there's something called the LA Express. They have a whole back page.
That's all trannies. Vic, the LA Express is all trannies now.
No, I got my massage place out of the LA Express. That's how I found out about it. The place I go to is on Lancashire and Riverside. Totally legitimate. There's no locks.
Has anyone ever been to Lancashire and Riverside and gotten some?
I've been there. It's Oasis, right?
There's a
Oasis.
No,
that's why. What? Don't go to those places.
That one doesn't do it.
What I'm gathering here is
how do I know the difference? I'll tell you. There's a play. Every ad in the back of that LA Express is a jerk off place.
Gentlemen,
I'm going to tell you one. Okay, can I make this one thing? West Hollywood. There's one in Santa Monica Boulevard. It's in a strip shopping center on the top of the thing. I went in there wanting a real one. This bitch laid down next to me and said, "You want to suck or fuck?" There wasn't even a touch
what a
of
bitch.
Me.
And you chose to suck somebody? If I gathered anything from this story, it's that Chris Z has turned hookers straight. Is that what I'm understanding? It's like, no, I'm good. I'm not going to do it here.
Dude, you got no game.
Why are you angry at this Thai masseuse?
I know.
You're very angry, man.
Because she was lazy. I came there for massage. She lies down next to me. Go, you want fucky or you want sucky? And I'm like, I just want a massage.
That was not really. You came with the Vietnam era. I love you long time voice.
I'm not kidding.
I think you're getting your life confused with having seen Good Morning Vietnam.
No, I was like, I thought she was a lazy lady.
Robin Williams in this place?
She said, you want a sucky or you want a fucky? And I didn't even, I came from a massage. Yes.
I don't know. I think he was having a seizure or something.
No, I guess they're making this up.
I hate to bring up your colonoscopy one more time, but did you recall this story when you were coming out
of a man.
This happened to strip shopping center somewhere between Fairfax and La Brea. It's on the north side of the street. It's on the second floor. The place is basic. And this was years ago. Go to any place in Santa Monica. Any place on Lincoln is a jerk off place. Yeah. It's not a secret.
Tell me about this girl, though. What did she look like?
She was okay.
Did you go with your gay choir?
She had an Adam's apple. She was all right.
Wait. Well, we didn't get the rest of the story. Did you sucky or fucky?
No, I did nothing. I did nothing.
And
I thought
no
mythology
either. You just laid there?
They just laid next to each other.
Get her lazy ass off the fucking thing and do her work. She's lying down next to me wanting a massage from me. I'm like, get your ass up. I didn't come in here to fucking massage you, fat pig.
She just walked out of the room.
She just went from looked okay to a fat pig.
Maybe she wanted a colonoscopy.
No, and then another one who had a patch in her arm.
Yeah, she just came. Well, maybe you should.
We're going to move on.
I could go all day on this.
Okay, we're going
to
move on.
Talk to me later.
Speaking of things that also are slightly offensive. Apparently in China, Hainan Airlines says no to body odor for pilots, and are currently sniffing job seekers' armpits. Apparently, Hainan Airlines stipulated that they would not hire any pilots with bad body odor, and that the recruiters actually put their noses up to the job seekers' pits to make sure no odor went undetected. It said no passenger wants to smell a pilot's armpits, so according to them, they can keep their cool. If the pilots can keep their cool in this test, then they're not going to sweat in the cockpit.
I think
this is okay. It says the requirement was really the pits for one applicant who, even though he passed every other test with flying colors, he failed the odor exam. He said, I was doomed by my armpits, which are always a bit whiffy.
I think that
I don't want to smell him. Where is he sitting in the friggin' plane that I can whiff him?
The chiropractor from the previous story used the same technique for his patients.
First of all, my first problem with this story is with the writer saying passing with flying colors. They thought they were so fucking clever because it's a story about China Air or whatever. Secondly, why doesn't this airline focus on just keeping their planes in the air? They have the worst flight record. You always hear about planes in China going down. I think they got bigger issues.
Because it's made with lead. There's a lot of lead in those planes.
Meanwhile, the stewardesses are allowed to stink all they want.
No, it's because the planes are made from cheap plastic.
how bad is the security in this fucking plane if you can't keep the smell out? Is my
or
question.
How bad do these guys stink?
Yeah,
I don't think you guys are being fair to China. There's one more line in here. I think China's trying to do the right thing. They said cleanliness has become something of an obsession in China recently.
Oh God!
Earlier this year, officials in Beijing laid down a 2-fly maximum limiting insects in the city's public toilets. Now, I don't know how you actually do that. How do you take a public toilet and limit it to 2 flies?
What do you mean flies?
Like, I don't know. My bathroom, I've got a 10 insect limit.
Like if there's more than 2 flies in a public toilet, somebody's got to go in there and take care of it.
A fly gets a ticket? Do they ticket the fly if there's a third one in there?
They're all about
numbers.
There's
a no loitering sign.
One fly outside waiting for another fly to come out and then he flies in?
But just think about how many flies they probably had before. I've never seen one fly in a public toilet unless it was in the park. You know what I mean?
Or you should go into a men's room.
Was it disgusting?
No, China's obsessed with numbers. Like you can only have one child. You can only have less than 5 bugs and how many bugs in a bathroom.
I love how we people commonly criticize China's one person, like one child policy. Like, what I wouldn't give for this country to have a one child. What a strong economic engine
nice.
We would have.
Do you have a well just in case you end up with another one?
Yeah, no, I have a pill.
Hanger. She has a series of hangers.
No, here's my thing. It's like my advice is, first of all, China should, any Asian airline should probably be far more concerned with making sure these pilots actually can drive.
Yeah.
more than stink.
I would think they have a bigger problem with them flying while Chinese than smelly. That would, I think, be a bigger problem.
One thing you're never going to see, Drew, is the pilot rushing to make his flight. He's like, I got to worry about my body.
Yeah, right?
Well, not to sound racist, but, you know, Asians aren't really the best drivers.
That's where he was
going. That was my original joke, Marie.
And,
but
Marie's
going to be making it to the show in about 10 minutes, guys.
And I'm not sure how you can say that without that being racist.
Holy cow. Now I know why you rather low cutch top, because you're like, I'm not really thinking today,
true.
So I'm just going to put these things out there.
With pilots, it's the worst because you can't pull over for directions at 30,000 feet, you know?
Marie's like, I don't want to be racist, but what's up with the gooks?
Which is funny, because she laughs like a Japanese girl.
You know, every time she laughs, you want to hear, ding, 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 ding.
It's true. Ask her. Maybe she'll give you a massage.
I give good massage, but I don't do happy endings.
Noah's always going to sad cry.
We have different definitions.
Could
of
you
good
massage,
massage
me from the inside?
All right. From the inside.
Well, okay. Now that we've done that one, we got time for another story or two before we move on to questions.
Yes.
This one, I will apologize in advance. I know we're going to get some letters or emails or calls on this.
As if
one.
Everything up to now has been so politically correct.
Yeah, well, no, this one takes it to a new level. Apparently, police in Washington, D.C. say that a man believed to have committed two violent sexual assaults left his name and phone number with one of the alleged victims.
Holla back.
In the incident...
like what you got.
DeMarco Miles allegedly raped a Howard University student in her dorm and then reportedly wrote down his name and number. The note said, "Since you don't know me, here's my number, bitch."
That's, bitch.
That is such a black guy thing to do.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but that is classic black guy right there.
I believe...
It says the victim said she didn't need the number, so he crossed it out with a marker, but there was still enough details that officials connected the note to Miles's mother.
I will say, first
that's,
of all, there's...
Again, classic black guy.
Lizard his mother and...
There's a lot of conversation after the rape about what he needs to leave in the note, first of all, is strange. But I also think I saw this guy's number in a bathroom stall. It said, "For a bad time."
Actually, what it doesn't say is that, you know, it says, "Here's my number, bitch." And it was his mom's number. His mother's name was actually bitch.
But bitch is not a bad word for them. That's just like...
For them?
Yeah.
Who's them?
The black men.
Really?
It's like, "Hey, how you doing, bitch?"
So you're saying the note would have been less offensive if it said, "Here's my number, biatch."
Yeah, well, he probably, it's not spelled like it sounds.
I'm getting the visual, Drew, of him getting up after rape and going, "Huh? You thought you didn't want that, right?"
Yeah, no, it's pretty horrible.
I think in his mind, you know, and a lot of men that date rape, they probably think that, you know, you wanted it and it was a good time. So that was,
See, I mean, this is a hard story. I questioned whether we should do this one, and yeah. I may have been wrong. But my thing was, when I read this, I'm like, all these women who say men are afraid of commitment.
I don't want to be political, but I believe that if it's a legitimate rape, the man has to leave his phone number.
Yes. I agree.
He wanted to meet her mother.
See, it's my understanding was it's not a legitimate rape unless he leaves his phone number.
Or I could have worded it that way.
No, what I understand is that in cases of legitimate rape, the woman has ways to shut her whole phone down. That's what I understand.
All right, I'm sorry I even brought that story in today. All right, we'll move on. This is a much nicer story. Actually, who am I kidding?
No,
this is really not a nicer story at all. This one's kind of horrible. A couple played Dungeons and Dragons while their babies starved. Two babies were left starving and suffering health problems while their parents played Dungeons and Dragons.
Was it in China?
Michael Straw, yeah, who was unemployed at the time of the incident, had apparently come into a $50,000 inheritance, and he spent all the money on computer equipment and a large plasma TV. The Straws allegedly failed to feed or properly clean their children because they just couldn't tear themselves away from the computer. Their main obsession was with the fantasy role-playing Dungeons and Dragons series. The prosecutors said they had food in the house. They just chose not to give it to their kids because they were too busy playing video games. Police and the hospital staff said that they had to shave the head of the girl because her hair was matted with cat urine.
Don't judge.
I swear to God, if I had these people in front of me, I would bust the heads open.
Nice.
With
she goes peshy.
Bat.
Nice.
Like a grapefruit.
Bada boom.
Done.
Yeah, you are less than a human, man, if you can't take care of your
First
own
of all,
kids.
Let me speak up for them.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah. To their defense, the children character in the video game was very healthy.
Let me just speak up for them. First of all, we don't know these kids.
Have you ever played Halo?
It's their fault.
That's true. Have you ever played Halo? Let me tell you something. I was not getting up when I first started playing Halo. I'm not saying, you know, what they did was okay. I'm just saying...
There were, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 to me would be like touching a kid in a bad place, okay? They're like a 3.
You mean like the library?
Yeah. No, wait, here's my advice. These people need to update Dungeons & Dragons. What is this, 1983? Fucking get with Halo playing, or something. Come on.
Yeah, or they should be playing, what's the big one, World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
Yeah, Warcraft.
Dungeons & Dragons. Wasn't that a Tom Hanks? Didn't they make a Tom Hanks TV movie? Remember that?
You know Ron Swallow is usually on our show?
Yeah.
I could see him doing this.
Yeah,
He actually had a family once upon a time.
I know you're sensitive because
you have kids.
No, I just hate people like this. They should never have kids. They're just disgusting. You should rip out the reproductive organs.
Or cats, apparently. They should not have cats either.
But have you ever played Dungeons & Dragons?
No, I won't play.
You know what, Marie, you know what I hate about you? You know what I hate about you?
What do you hate about Marie?
You are so judgmental.
Really? This is coming from Nick?
And you, being a parent, should know how difficult it is. You need a break sometimes.
Listen, I go outside and I beat the shit out of the air. I go crazy. I like take it outside the environment. I don't.
You hit the air with a bat?
I'd love to see video.
She just looks like she's on the on deck circle out there.
During all this scolding, Vic hasn't stopped looking at your tits, by the way. He's disgusted.
Well, they're there.
But
they're there.
He's looking at them.
I'd say during the course of the program, Vic hasn't.
I'm just looking. I'm not really looking. I'm more like staring.
That's why he's purposely stopped growing at tit height, which was a good move.
All right. Well, we're going to move on to questions because we got a lot of them to do. If you have a question you want to add to the show, again, our number here, 800-893-9562. Our first question is coming to us from a woman named Annie. As long as we're on the subject of parents, we have a question. It says, my husband is very competitive. The problem is that he's that way with our six-year-old son. Everything is a competition, and he never lets the kid win. He says it'll make our son try harder. I think it'll just make him feel bad, especially since his father teases him when he loses.
Nice.
Any thoughts?
I think that that's right.
What's my dad doing with another kid?
I think you have to create competition, and they have to, like, you know, try and, you know, win.
I agree, and that's why you should send this kid to go live with the Dungeons and Dragons parents.
They won't win.
That's right.
Die.
That's right. If you don't try hard enough, you don't eat.
My advice would be to the mother. If I was her, I would befriend the kid as much as possible. Make sure he knows you're on his side, because eventually he's going to come back to kill somebody.
Wait, this is the kid, her kid?
It's her kid, her husband.
Who else's
so
kid
the
is
kid's
she hanging
father
out with?
I phased out. I get distracted over here. You know, my thought on this whole thing is that what's her name? What's her name?
Annie. You trying to work Marie's tit into this story?
No, what's her name?
Annie.
Annie, listen to me. Okay, it's Vic. First of all, you know who you married. This guy, your husband's been a dick since the day you met him.
That's why you
so
liked
him. So what are you being so confused, so surprised now, okay? You live with what you got.
Might not have been competitive.
There.
I think. Look, here's the thing. Eventually,
people don't change that much.
I think it's good. I think it does. I do not have a problem with it. I don't let my nephews win. But here's the thing: that kid is going to have to earn his victory. Eventually, that kid will be better than the father or something. It might be like a knife fight.
Yeah, it might be.
But whatever that one thing he finds that he's better at the father, he'll use it against him and may kill him with it.
I agree. Survival of the fittest. But, you know, today I was out at Kid Space, this place, and my kid got into a scruff with a little girl and he cracked her in the head.
What a surprise. With a bat?
Your son
really,
did crack the girl in the head?
Like a grapefruit?
What's your son's name?
I'll hit you with a freaking bat? Did he say that?
Wolfie? Wolfie? Listen to me, fucking Wolfie. At Chuck E. Cheese, you fucking take it easy, you little fuck. You got it?
Chuck E. Cheese. It was Kids Space. Also.
Oh, to be young.
But he
again.
Had his own stuff, you know, and she came over and they were being really cute.
What a shock that you've got a kid with temper issues, anger management problems.
Where did you teach the kid? At what point did you say to him, Wolfie, this is when you crack someone's fucking head with a bat?
I didn't teach him that. That was instinctual.
He just picked up on that from listening to you.
He copies his mom. He copies his mom. He
listened to the show?
Yeah. It's in his DNA.
Does Wolfie listen to the show? No, he's taking a nap right now.
He was just swinging at the air. That's all he was trying to do.
How old's your son?
He's 3 and a half.
Yeah, you don't want to. Here's a danger sign when your kid's threatening to whack his friends. When he uses the word whack at 3 and a half.
Yeah, he's taking a nap right now because he's been street fighting.
Every family I grew up with in Jersey. What are you talking about?
He spent the last several hours street fighting. He's taking a nap right now. That's nice.
He takes a lot of shit. Like, you know, like a kid will shove him, whatever, but he's a big kid. So, like, he'll take a lot of blows. But then when he comes out, it's just like Raging Bull, man.
He's got a little Jake LaMotta, like that fantastic video.
Through the air one day.
Kid's like, got his nose pushed to one side. He's in kindergarten with a cauliflower ear.
Like that triumphant video. You ever see that video on the net from Australia about the big kid? The little
I saw that.
Trashy little bastard starts wailing on him. And the big kid fucking picks him up and slams him to the ground. And the kid's like hobbled. He went from bully to fucking crying. The video went international. People demonized this little bully, and they praised this big kid for defending himself. There's even like interview clips and stuff.
Is nobody concerned that Marie's child is Mickey Rourke? Is that not concerning to anybody? That freaks me out a little
bit.
He's got a future in movies.
Really
he's been tried as an adult, actually.
Well, this is what happens with big kids and big, you know, guys, is that, you know, the little ones try and like mess with them and tear them down.
No. What?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
This
what
is a new thing.
Dumbass no. mom of a big kid
because
tells that story.
The theory is that, and I think it's instinctual, because the theory is that if I kick your ass, then I am.
Yeah, if your son is in
kindergarten,
if your son is in Shawshank,
really, it's Rahway Prison. It's a little kid has to
is
like
your
take
son
out the
cellmate Morgan Freeman? What are you talking about?
Marie, that you're so wrong.
The your son buys other kids for cigarettes, is what you're telling us.
He doesn't usually like attack, it's usually provoked.
That's how Vic became a lead baritone in his choir. He went in there and kicked the biggest guy's ass. The biggest guy was 5'7.
That's right. Let me tell you something.
As wild swing choir.
As the kid who always held the school, you know, sat in the front row with the sign of what the school was, you know, the class. I can tell you right.
My ass
I
hear
you.
In the back.
I've always been the shortest, and believe me, I've never wanted to pick a fight with the big kid.
Yeah. No,
where you get this idea? I've no idea.
I have. I used to fight girls all the time.
You're
back
a fucking animal.
You're mean.
You're fucking swinging at the air outside.
That's why we have you every week, because if we don't, we know you're going to kill us.
You're raising a little Rocky Balboa. What do you expect?
I have to say it is my history, because when I was 5, we weren't allowed to play in the big playground when we were at lunch, and that was the big kid saying, you don't come in here. So, you know, I was in the little playground, and I told my friends, I said, screw that. I'm going in there, and I'm going up to Trisha, and I'm telling her that I am playing in here. And I literally walked in there, and this chick, Trisha, comes up to me, and she's just like, what are you doing here? I said, what do you think I'm doing here? I'm playing here.
And Marie was 2 at the time.
She was in utero.
Before we move on to the next question, Marie, my only question is, were you pissed when somebody already took the name Dexter and you couldn't use that for your kid?
I've never seen that show, so I don't know.
You're living it. All right, next question. This one comes from Frankie in Vancouver. He says, my friend loves to go to bars. He drinks rather heavily, and when he gets too drunk, he likes to get into fights. I don't know why. This question is perfect for Marie now. He says, I don't want to see him get hurt, so I try to look out for him, and I've even had to get involved more than a few times. I don't want to stop hanging out with him, but how can I get him to stop causing fights whenever he drinks?
Don't get involved. It's none of your business. And don't get in the way of the fight, because you'll get clocked.
I've been through this a few times, usually with the same person. And what you have to do is you have to stand behind. I disagree with Marie on this one. You got to stand behind your buddy. And when people start closing in on him, you turn and you clock him right in the fucking temple.
That's true.
You knock him out, drag him out. When he wakes up, you told him you save his ass.
Oh, no.
What's this guy's name?
Hit your friend?
He got sucker punched.
Oh, yeah, you
got
to knock him the fuck out. No, so then you drag him out.
You never hit your friend.
Oh, no, you have to.
Listen.
You have to knock him out.
All right, let Vic say something.
Listen, Frankie. Mm-mm. Frankie, listen, this is Vic talking. You have a friend who's an idiot, and basically you've got to dump his ass. There's no point in this friendship. You're only going to get your, you know, how
he
many
might
times
be good all
hold
the rest
on.
Of the time.
How many times have you no? How many times have you seen this happen where two friends and then the one goes down because the other's an ass, and you know what, Frankie, you're looking at life in prison maybe.
You're my friend. You're that friend for me, Vic.
Huh?
You're that friend for me.
No, if you broke into fights, we wouldn't be friends.
Walter
dump
White
you.
Could have retired rich several seasons ago if it wasn't for his dedication to Jesse.
Yes, I agree. That was a Breaking Bad reference for anyone not.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, I'm going to give a little piece. This is what you do. I don't necessarily agree with Vic. I don't think you have to end the friendship. But here's what you do, because I had somebody that was like this. Here's what you do. Where's Vic going?
I don't know. He's going to go.
Okay. Vic is leaving.
His blood is just leaking.
He's leaking?
Yes. Colonoscopy. Sprung a leak.
He's swinging at the air.
All right. Good job, Vic.
Vic is angry. We like it. But no, here's the thing. Come on back, Vic. No. Here's what you do. Next time your friend gets really drunk like this, make sure he is smash drunk, like extra over the top drunk. Pick the biggest guy in the bar and just tell him that guy was saying shit about you. Have his ass kicked so badly just one time, it'll get him over it.
That's a setup.
It is a setup.
Let me tell you something. Vic's naked. Vic, let me tell you something. If I went out with you,
and we
went out to a club or whatever, and somebody tried to mess with you, I would be so on that person and kick the shit out of them.
Really?
I'd jump on them like an animal.
Vic, why are you wearing a sweater under your shirt?
Vic has removed his shirt.
What's going on?
Can one of you guys give him the armpit test, please?
No, because it's really hot in here, and I know we can't have air in here.
Wow.
Can I tell you something? There is zero chance you will ever be a pilot in China.
Your hair is not, you're not just hairy, you have long hair. It's
you're
like
the first
long,
person I've seen
long body hair.
You're the first person who can braid his shoulders.
You know what though? Gay men, the bears, would really like
No, I know. I'm growing this out for Locks of Love. I do it every year.
Can I shave you?
A kid's going to be wearing this in January.
Can I shave you, ape man?
All right.
I love you too.
Our next question. This one is from Sue in San Francisco. Sue wrote, "My secretary has been begging me to sleep with her. I'm married and I'm afraid my husband would be freaked out. I was pretty adventurous in my younger days, but he was raised in a very conservative family. Any advice would be appreciated."
Is the secretary a male or female, does it say?
I'm assuming it's a female.
You're assuming it's a female? Yeah, well, it could be a male, right?
I think it's a male.
No.
Sounds male.
I mean, doesn't
no, wait a minute. It says my secretary has been begging me to sleep with her.
With her, okay.
You guys suck at pronouns.
Okay, yeah, I'm not good at that.
I don't know shit about pronouns.
I say we need to see a picture of her to say whether or not she should sleep with her or not. We can't just say sleep with your secretary. What if she's a fat cow, right, Vic?
Well, then there's no question. She would say, the question would change from, my secretary wants me to sleep with her, but she's a fat cow. Yeah.
Okay, in that case, my advice is sleep with her.
Is this another woman on woman?
Yeah.
So it's a woman.
That's why she's saying she was adventurous in her younger days. So apparently this wouldn't be her first time with a woman.
Lesbian.
But her husband is a conservative kind of guy.
I'm confused.
He's a conservative.
Who's writing?
The secretary wants to sleep with this woman, and she doesn't know what she should do.
She wants to sleep with a woman.
Yeah, yes. And when the woman's married.
I don't think it's cheating, and I think she should go for it and be and have a good time.
Yeah, I don't think it's cheating
side.
If a penis isn't involved.
It's cheating. Exactly.
I like that the husband's called conservative just because he doesn't want his wife to sleep with somebody else. Yeah, oh, he's real old-fashioned.
Yeah, you know? He's funny like that.
Well, the funny thing is most conservatives, at least Republican ones, seem to have no problem sleeping around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that but it's true. With other men, Vic. Get your facts straight.
in a public bathroom, yes.
Kicking.
Like General Petraeus?
Yeah, right.
I think
she should go for it.
Like, I think the smartest thing to do is to just sleep with her first and then ask your husband in case he said no, you already did it.
I know this is not the right answer for the show, but I'm going to say it anyways. Cheating is never the answer. You got to be honest.
Yeah, but when you're
that's
that
not the right answer for this show or any show.
When you're that hairy, the options aren't there. So what are you going to do?
I feel like we're in, like, gorillas in the mist right now.
I should just sit behind him and start picking shit off his back.
Do you know how rare an albino gorilla sighting is?
Oh, my God. Ken is picking bugs off of it.
The truth
is
he's grooming.
He's pretending there are no bugs on
he's
me.
He's grooming him.
He is grooming me. And the truth is that I'm going to be honest with you. And
that
I'm
going to
be honest
good?
With Marie is that Marie can't keep her eyes off my breast now. And I can guarantee
I can't
you
find
this.
Your nipples. They're buried.
I don't know. Inverted. Right now. Marie, you are turned on by this. You will never.
No.
Admit it,
I am.
But you are turned on by it. You are admitting it. I know you are.
I don't. I never had the opportunity to ask you this question before, Vic. But fucky or sucky?
Both. Vic looks like a glowing gorilla
him.
Ghost villain from Scooby Doo.
I want to vacuum Vic right now. He looks like a nice plush carpet.
You know, what, like a, you know, yeah.
I'll tell you, women love it because I'm an animal.
Has anybody ever wiped their feet on you?
Yeah, all right, we'll move on to the next question.
I loved it.
This one is interesting. This one comes from Chris in funny. Sheridan, Wyoming. Chris Ronan says, "The girl I am seeing is not what you would call overly hygienic. After a night of sex, she will sometimes just get dressed to go either to the gym or even work without showering. Ew. I think it's gross, but she says I'm the one who's overly hygienic. What do you guys think?
What's the question?
I think it depends on...
Seriously, Vic, go sit outside if you're not going to pay
these
attention.
These questions are confusing to me.
She goes to bed with funk all over after she's had sex with him. The next day, she continues on her funk fest.
Yeah, after they have a night of sex and she reeks like sex...
He comes all over her.
This girl will just get up, get dressed to go to either the gym or
I
work.
I like that.
She's a petri dish. Ew. That's disgusting.
I love it.
I read this story, Drew, and she. I think he did say that you know, her thing is just like, oh, I'm going to the gym. I'm going to sweat anyway or whatever. You know, it's always some
but
reason
you
why.
Layer funk. You
it's
know
his
mean?
Stuff yeah. on her.
Yeah, you rarely also go to the gym.
Stuff. Have you ever had sex that lasted more than 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you know it can get a little funky all in there.
So?
Yeah, there's a difference.
You can't just cover it up and walk off. This isn't France.
Yeah, there's a difference between where I'm going to sweat anyway and there may be some semen on my cheek.
No, I don't know if you know this about me, but I love everything about the vagina. And the longer it lingers, if it's from me, the better.
Yeah, but it's not vagina. It's penis.
I like that too. It's mine.
What you guys don't realize is that, you know, if you come on somebody and then you leave it and then later on they go to the gym, they work out, their body heats up. It heats up the sperm, and they get little scrambled sperm.
And they come back to life and jump on other people.
A little
you could actually get a woman pregnant, I believe, on a treadmill.
I wonder if they put that... I kept sliding away, but I tried.
I wonder if they sprayed Luminol all over the purple line, what they would find.
So this guy's pissed that she won't take a shower after
Okay, what do you think is the right... Like, how many showers do you
think
take
a day? Fucking Febreze the chick. When she's walking by, just spray some Febreze on her, call it a day. Febreze her ass on the way by. You're fine.
I don't know what the problem is. For me, I like that idea. I mean, I like the idea that if my woman is stinking from me and rocking around public, it's like, hey, man, that's me.
Says the half-naked man.
You know what I'm adding to my list of things to never do? Double date with Vic Cohen.
No, but if she's walking around with your funk, it's almost the equivalent in the animal kingdom of you spraying on
her. Right, I like
that. Then why don't you just pee on her?
Ken's picking bugs off of you.
Why not just, I mean...
I love it, although I will...
Is there a Vic cologne? Sperm la douche.
Yeah. Did you just call me a douche?
Yes, but with an accent. Okay. It was nice.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind that.
That is horrible.
I don't know. I mean, I love everything about the vagina, and I love it. If something for me is in the vagina or on it that's creating an odor, I'm okay with that.
What if it was somebody else's
I don't want
douche.
That.
Yeah. What if you're at the gym and trying to enjoy the treadmill, and the girl's fucking riding, and sperm is just flying off of her?
Yeah, that's
chunks.
I don't know. It depends what she looked like.
It depends what she looked like.
Yeah. What do you have to look like for semen chunks to be flying off?
Flying tadpoles.
Hey, first of all, you guys... I'm sorry, go ahead, Vic.
No, you go ahead.
I was gonna say, you guys know that for the most part, hair is meant to retain body odor. Pubic hair is meant to retain pheromones and attract mates. You know, it's a holdover from hundreds of thousands of years ago. So I'm wondering what Vic, I mean, after sex, how much shit must linger in that fucking forest.
That carpet. That's why you don't have carpet.
He's got so much torso hair. I just spotted a calic on his shoulder blade.
Ever since Vic moved to Los Angeles, Yeti sightings have increased like tenfold.
There's actually a hotline. They go, we know who it is.
I think I see one of his ex-girlfriends emerging from his chest.
Harrison Ford just stuck his head in and said, Chewie, get us out of here.
Let me just tell you that Marie loves it, and I don't care about the rest of you.
I do love it, actually.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, you're Italian, though. Aren't Italians hairy? Isn't that hairy? They are.
Yeah, I'm not. This isn't for you guys. No offense.
Oh,
this
is I knew that going in.
Mission accomplished. I like a back with a side part. That's nice.
I feel like we're returning to the Planet of the Apes. I love it.
See, now I hesitate to even move on to this next question, but someone wrote it in, so we're going to do it. All right? This next question is just from Mary. Mary did not say where she's from.
Good for her.
Mary wrote, my boyfriend has a thing about liking to ejaculate on my face. I am mostly okay with it, but I hate it when things get in my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way to get him to have better aim?
She has a hairy face.
How about shave your head?
Oh, I know what she should do. She should put one of those lampshade things they put on dogs.
Oh, that's awesome.
That would work.
The cone of semen.
Yeah.
I think she should. They should keep a beer bong on hand.
First of all, this guy sounds like a pig.
I think, first of all, if women judge from, you can judge from basically the wetness around the floor of the toilet, we don't have very good aim. So, you know, keep a score. Anything below, like, the eyes, you keep a running score. He'll aim better. A shower cap.
I know. And I think she should do what Vic did. He shaved his head so it doesn't get in his hair.
Right. That's what you do. That's why I did shave my head, Marie, because I was sick of shooting at my hair.
Or she could just look. If she wants to go a simpler route, just wear one of those cafeteria lady plastic caps.
Hairnet.
Yes, because what makes you hotter than that?
Yeah, exactly. There's a fantasy.
I like coming on the lunch lady. That's what I like.
I think, what's her name?
The lunch lady?
Mary.
Mary, listen to me. This is what guys do. If you don't like it, become a lesbian. Okay? You're going to get one in the face every now and then. That's just how life is.
Doesn't ever.
It's a job hazard. Really?
No.
Doesn't your aim worsen with age?
Wait a minute, hold on. This could be an important moment in this show.
Yeah, I want to talk
seriously,
to Marie
after the
show.
Seriously, this is the first story or question we've ever had where Marie's gone, nope. Never happened to me.
Not this one.
Because everything else has been around her ass. Somehow it's never hit the face.
So wait, you've never had a guy come in your face?
No.
How would you like to?
No. All right, no, she's married. We don't ask those questions.
I mean,
I was talking about her husband.
My husband, no, he's neat.
He's tidy.
He's very tidy.
He wants to come.
He's a good aim.
I'm very, you know, tidy myself, so there's restrictions. You can't do that. And I have nice hair, so that would really...
What if you do it in the shower? Like, I had an old girlfriend, we would pee on each other in the shower.
Oh, well, that's different. That's a whole other thing.
Well, that's kinky.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's
the fine
in the hair. No, but that's a different scenario.
I do not understand a person goes, I could never have seen you in my hair. But if you want to pee on me, that's fine.
Wait,
so where do you make that jump?
Wait, Maurice, you're saying that you would let your husband come on your face in the shower?
I wouldn't let him do none of such in the shower.
None of such?
None of such. Or
the worst fucking showers ever in my
house. I don't let him shower at all.
I like him in my shower because it's small and, you know, he's big and I can't move around.
Now, if he did, on the off chance he did come on you in the shower, would you just get out and go straight to the gym?
I would slap him in the head.
First of all, I want to apologize.
First, I would crack him in the head like a great
Marie.
This woman has a bat in every room.
I want to apologize on behalf of all the men here because, you know, you are married and I don't like the way they're using the C-U-M word. I think it's really like...
Thank
if you're,
you, Vic.
Yeah, if your man
you're
were
disgusting,
it's sickening.
I know,
it's so disrespectful. Really? If a man, if your husband were to splooge on you, or
if your man were to smear love juice on you,
no, if you're his love manhood,
right?
That would be a problem. That's what everyone's trying to ask. It's getting.
I believe we've asked it.
It's just unlikely.
Would you let him? Would you let him pour his nectar unto thee?
Okay, that's
a better way of putting it. I would probably let him pour his nectar unto you.
Unto ye, sir.
Since Vic likes everything about everything, you should bring some in a cup and just throw it on him next week.
I'm just gonna bring a whole bucket next time for all of you bastards.
I feel bad for your husband.
It'll stick onto Vic's hair, though. I don't have a whole lot of body hair.
I'm fun. That's
really
not the fun.
It'll just make Vic crunchy. All right, listen. Next question. This one is from Pete in Santa Monica. Pete wants to know, he says, my girlfriend has had two DUIs and a few different moving violations. She had her license revoked, but she still insists on driving. What should I do?
I bet you this girl's hot in the sack.
I was going to say, how long has this guy...
Same thing.
Wait, she got a DUI?
How long has this...
two DUIs and a few different moving violations.
How long has this guy been dating Lindsay Lohan?
I have something for her. This was actually in the literature outside. I don't know why it's here in our building, but I think he should send this to her. Get her, buy her this.
Wow, the 12 steps and 12 traditions.
Of AA. I think
nice.
Vic is a 12-stepper.
I think this
was
one's
sitting
way
in the basket
beyond
outside.
That, though. If she's had two DUIs and moving violations, she had her license revoked. Here's the thing. The advice, I think, is don't say anything to her. Don't cause any risk, because if this chick sounds crazy. There is like a 90% chance that if he says anything, she's going to stab him.
It's a good chance.
Listen,
she's
going to
kill somebody eventually if she keeps
him.
Shit up.
I say that water seeks its own level. What's this guy's name?
Who are you, Lao Tzu?
What do you need their name?
Did you
Pete.
Pick up?
Back huh? And the fur is like
Pete,
separating.
Pete, water seeks its own level. So let's start looking at Pete. Okay, where are you a disaster? Because if this is the kind of woman you're attracting in your life, guarantee that Pete's got some issues.
Not necessarily. What happens is that a person who's fucked up attracts a person who's not fucked up.
Yeah, because they're looking for like balance.
Yeah. Two fucked up people seldom date, actually.
Hey, Vic, did you pick up the 12-step because you thought it was going to make you taller?
No, it was sitting out there.
Head.
It was sitting out here. This is radio literature here at the station. I don't know why, but...
Listen up, Pete. Always go for the sex. Because this girl's a psycho, she obviously, I bet you, is hot in the bed.
Yeah.
My girlfriend has a perfect driving record, a perfect credit report, a perfect rental record, a perfect work history, and we haven't had sex in 3 months. So fucking take the crazy bitch for
minute.
The sex.
Pause. Why haven't you had sex with your woman in 3 months?
This is not up for discussion, Marie.
Oh, but coming all over my face is. So well, give it up, Sal. Why don't you give it up to you?
We talk about that even when you're not here, actually, Marie.
Okay, the reason my girlfriend and I haven't had sex in 3 months is because she won't let me put my nectar all over her face.
I have a feeling that there's something.
That's really
going
it?
On. Is she just not attracted to you anymore?
That's it. It's because she doesn't want... You know why? Because she did the Chinese armpit test and I didn't pass it.
Something happened. It's obviously very personal. It's got to be very personal.
Yeah,
we could talk about it. You know what? We'll talk about it every Friday at 1 p.m. on Registered Ear Offenders right here on SkidRowStudios.com.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, I really in a plug there.
That was good. Well done. Well done.
All right. You guys are sensitive.
Not me. I say, you know, if you're enjoying the good sex, just, you know... Don't get in the car with her.
Why do you think that...
Break up.
I don't really get like the sex element here.
Because she's a crazy person.
The woman is,
okay,
the better
look,
the
do you
sex.
Know if there's a stereotype that if a woman's kind of crazy, she's hot in bed? Have you ever heard this before?
Crazy in the head.
Crazy in the bed.
I don't do research on other women, yeah. So.
Okay, that's a stereotype.
It's absolutely true. It is totally true.
And when you're the chick that threatens to beat everyone with a bat, you're the crazy chick. So you don't know that that's what
exactly.
You're
she's the crazy one. She's not into having the manhood on her face, but she will do everything else.
Yeah, she'll get over that.
If it were me, I would dump the person.
I would too.
Sorry. You dumped him for having DUIs?
Yeah, because you know what? He's going to be in that car with him one day, and he's the passenger death seat.
I can't be involved with someone who's in their active addiction without getting help.
They're probably saving money on, like, a car.
And one day, when she's decided for both of them that they're going to get married, like, that's what he's marrying into, a chick with two fucking DUIs, a chick who's got to pay $10,000 a year in insurance. Right.
And I want to know
loser. Expensive.
Yeah, she's probably owes the IRS a couple hundred grand. She probably has got no credit.
Are you guys giving bad advice?
Yeah,
or what?
I know. What the hell is wrong with you guys?
Oh, I'm sorry.
First of all, I think the important question is, what does she look like?
Get her a ring.
I think the fact that we've found the line, Vic has wanted to have sex with everybody we've ever mentioned, except for someone with two DUIs.
Well, it's because they have an addiction. And you know what?
He was like a homeless fucking one-legged bear. He's like, I'd fuck it. Two DUIs. Hell no.
Vic refuses to fuck somebody who's active in their addiction. Right. He is into sobriety.
It's make love.
I don't want to be into with someone who's like acting, you know, drunk all the time. I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, I don't like drunks either. They're annoying.
Vic, if that weird, ugly Thai massage person had been drinking, you might have actually gotten some.
You might have gotten fucky and sucky.
He was going to get it all
She
anyway.
Was hitting on me.
Yeah, all he right.
Okay, well, we got for two more questions. This one is, I don't even know where to go with this one. It says, I used to lead a criminal life. I mostly fenced stolen goods. I changed my life several years ago and have been living the straight life ever since. I've been working two jobs and trying to do the right thing. The problem is that I'm broke and it's, you know, and hating it. It says, I used to make great money. I'm considering going back to my old ways. Should I?
No.
Signed Chaz Palminteri? Who is this?
Who's the Bronx Tale.
What was the last job? Did it say?
And it just says that he's working two jobs.
His last job was he used to fence stolen goods and all kinds of shit like
when
that.
When he was doing criminal stuff.
Yeah, when he was criminal
stuff. Well, I knew a lot of people that stole stuff growing up. You know?
Obviously.
That's a shock.
Yeah.
And eventually they have to go legit. What I would say to you is, I knew somebody that would like steal cars and stuff like that. So how you go legit from that and make a lot of money is become a car dealer, because you know everything about that and you're a crook. And that's exactly what you're supposed to do.
So you're saying find a way to use his criminal talents.
Right, for his benefit.
Well, I would say go into politics then.
That too.
Marie is as wise as she is pretty.
Marie, you are the most mob-connected person I've ever seen in my life.
No. There are people I've heard about.
What's a legitimate thing? If you fence goods, what does that mean? Like, people bring you stolen property and you sell it?
You sell it. It's like money laundering. You know, they give you the stuff and you sell it.
Vic, are you shedding right now?
You should grow marijuana and sell that.
I would get a real job. There are opportunities. I see help wanted signs all the time at Subway.
Clearly, the point is that his conventional job hasn't paid off for him. What he needs to do is put his particular skills to use. That's become one of those guys who, you ever heard about these guys? They get paid by car companies to break into cars so they can learn how to not. The car companies can learn how to build better locks. Or hackers, they pay hackers to hack into computers to see if they can.
Right.
He should become a cop. He would be a good cop because he knows how to like get to the crooks.
Oh, and you get a gun.
That is nice.
My advice to this guy is to go back to the criminal element, make some good money, save it up, and then go retire in Costa Rica.
And then write a feature film about your life. I just got one big score. I just need this one last score. He saved my life.
That's good. All right, last question, then we're wrapping it up.
No.
This one comes from Barry. Barry says, I've been dating a woman who apparently has a very sordid past. She's told me all kinds of stories about the crazy sex stuff that she used to do, but then I guess she got religious and stopped doing all that. I want that stuff. How do I get her to be crazy like that with me?
Signed, Mr. Del Preti.
Can he role play? Can he dress up like Jesus, put some fake holes in his hand and lay in the bed? Can you do that? Or is that just the Jew in me that thinks that's a good idea?
Maybe that might just be you. I'm pretty sure if she's like found religion, she might not want to do Jesus.
If I was him, I would have a heart to
heart. It's what would Jesus do, not
how would
Jesus do me? I think it's different.
I misread it.
Yeah.
That's my
I think
fault.
This person should break up. I would break up immediately.
If I were him, I
would. What are you, shit-faced? What happened?
Would you break up with him? Why would you break up with her?
I'd break up with her because she's a big manhood tease.
Manhood tease.
Wait, were they having
she's a manatee?
Wild sex
is that what you just called
before,
it?
And then she found
no.
Religion?
She basically. I know this kind
I can't
of girl.
Stand
I've,
this kind
I've,
of girl.
Yeah, I've met this kind of girl where it's like, oh God, you know, I used to do the craziest stuff. you know, I remember this one night, it was me and two guys and three girls.
And an alpaca.
It got all crazy. Yeah, it's like, and then all of a sudden, but it's like, that's all in my past.
Yeah, I had this happen to me.
I don't like giving head now. You know, it's like, well,
you need to refer to the Bible. If this girl's religious, you need to refer to the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus, I believe, where it tells you the Lord is pleased by a woman who pleaseth her husband.
I love when you bring the Bible into the show.
I do.
I think that, you know, when you are with somebody and you get married, that that's the time to become the filthiest, dirtiest girl you could be, because you're with somebody that you feel safe with and you can experience so many great things.
As long as they don't come in your face.
I'll give you the final bit of advice. Then we got to wrap it up. Here's the thing, Barry. If you want her to be crazy like you did in the old days, you got to find out what made the crazy happen. Okay, if she was into alcohol or coke, whatever, right. You get some of that. And if you want crazy, no matter what it is you do, no matter what she's into, bring a midget into it. Because whatever you think is crazy, throw a midget in, it's 10 times
but,
more
but
fun.
But you need to check Vic's schedule.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that
I want to
so
thank
low.
Everybody.
So
we got
low.
5 seconds.
So not fair.
You can catch us every Saturday, 2 to 3. Thanks for listening to Bad Advice.
Bye.